We were very keen to do something positive, like the editor when the first edition came out saying the band plays on the front page. And when the fund got together to help the War Marines and surviving families, we did everything we possibly could. Basil Kidd, who'd recovered from his shock by then, went to so many Czech presentations and so many events because we wanted to publicise the fact that there was an opportunity for people to raise money, and they all did. Lots and lots of people in Deal raised money for the survival.
I understand fund. They did across the county.
Yeah, across the world as well. Yes, across the world as well. And that was a way of people remembering and saying their own special way of saying thank you and how sad it was and wanting to contribute in a positive way like that. So we wanted to support the fund in any way we could. And then when the idea of a bandstand came up through the round table, it seemed a little bit pie in the sky, but then as it got closer to being actually sorted and realising then what a fantastic way it was to perpetually remember the music of the Royal Marines and keep that in the tap. And then when the Royal Marines from Portsmouth promised to come every year to play on that bandstand, and that financially settled the situation, it could always be maintained. And that's turned out into a bigger event than anyone could have imagined as well, especially this year, which was the 20th year again. I met one of the widows of the people who sadly died, and I met her recently again, and I interviewed her after the bombing happened, and then she left here and then she came back, and I interviewed her again the other day. She's still choosing her words carefully, and she still hasn't forgiven the IRA, and she's obviously still misses her husband. I mean, she's moved on and she appreciates the fact that she's had to move on, and I think Deal's appreciated the fact that it's had to move on. But we've moved on in a very dignified and positive way, and we have still got the bandstand, and we have still got an awful lot of Marines out there, and I think the associations with the town will continue, and long may the East Kent Mercury support that as well.